Hello and welcome to Tantramar Report on CHMA 106.9 FM and CHMAFM.com. We're broadcasting from Sackville, New Brunswick, the heart of the Maritimes, on the traditional and unceded lands of the Mi'kmaq people. I'm Erica Butler. It's Monday, February 14th, Valentine's Day. Here's hoping some cinnamon hearts or your treat of choice find their way to you today, even if you need to go get them yourself. Coming up on today's show, the two Sackville Town councillors who have been the most vocal in their opposition to forced amalgamation, to the forced amalgamation of Sackville, Dorchester, and surrounding areas, will each put forward motions at tonight's council meeting that could affect the process. We'll get the lowdown on the motions and hear from two Mount Allison political scientists, Mario Levesque and Jeff Martin, on the opposition to amalgamation. But first, CHMA's daily news and information briefs. The number of people in hospital with COVID-19 in New Brunswick has dropped to 116 after four more deaths were reported on Sunday. 266 new cases were reported via PCR testing, and 428 positive rapid test results were self-reported to the province. The next Vitalite Health Network clinic at the Sackville Visitor Information Center is taking place this Thursday, February 17th, from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Pfizer or Moderna booster shots are now available to anyone 12 and over who has had their second shot of a COVID-19 vaccine at least 5 months ago. From 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. on Thursday, the clinic will administer first and second shots to kids aged 5 to 11. People can book a vaccine appointment at gnb.ca/bookavaccine or through Jean Coutu or Corner Drugstore websites. Sackville Town Council has a number of items to cover this evening before they get to controversial motions on municipal reform. Council will be asked to approve $92,500 in grants to community organizations, as well as renewing rental agreements at the Sackville Visitor Information Center. An amendment to Sackville's zoning bylaw is being proposed for a parcel of land zoned industrial off Walker Road. Two summer events that require road closures and other permissions are also on the agenda: the Levy on the Lake and the Sackville Triathlon, which both happen in August. And the town is proposing to set up fireworks originally slated for Winterfest during March break. A number of human resources items are also on the agenda, including a new health and fitness allowance policy, which would give town staff access to a $300 annual rebate on health and fitness program fees. Council meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall or online, and you can find links at chmafm.com. It's Valentine's Day in Sackville, and that means time for the sweetest little thing. The annual art auction and celebration is happening online again this year, with over 100 works by artists from across the country up for auction, with bids closing at 10 p.m. The night begins at 8 p.m. with a virtual variety show and continues after the auction closes with a virtual dance party hosted by acclaimed artist Graham Patterson. To attend or find out more, you can go to sweetestlittlething.ca. Sackville Town Councillors will be spending Valentine's Day having one of their most controversial discussions in a long time. Councillor Bill Evans is asking Council to back a complete boycott of the amalgamation process. That would mean that both Council and staff would not participate in advisory committees established by the province. It's not clear how the province would implement the amalgamation without the cooperation of staff from Sackville, as they have appointed just one part-time facilitator with no municipal government experience to oversee the task. Chad Peters is expected to spend less than one day per week in the next 10 months on the amalgamation of Entity 40. Evans' motion indicates that the boycott is justified because councillors will have no real say in the process anyway, but if they participate, they will be held accountable for the results. Councillor Sabine Dietz is also planning a motion for tonight's meeting. Dietz has said before that she would support a boycott motion, but if that failed, she was hoping to exert some council control over aspects of the amalgamation plan. Dietz's motion calls for Mayor Sean Michaud and Deputy Mayor Andrew Black, who have both been appointed to a provincial advisory committee, to hold back their advice on the future makeup of the Entity 40 Council, and instead to make demands for changes to the process. The demands include inviting representatives from Fort Folly First Nation to the committee and for the province to develop a communications plan, which includes public engagement for Entity 40 citizens on the future makeup of their new council. The motion also calls for a less aggressive and more realistic timeline for the amalgamation process to occur. Last week, CHMA spoke with two political scientists at Mount Allison University to get their thoughts on amalgamation and the opposition to it. Mario Levesque and Jeff Martin both teach in the Department of Politics and International Relations at Mount Allison. Mario Levesque says that the wisdom of opposition to amalgamation may have more to do with the next provincial government that gets elected and the potential for retribution down the line.
The way this has been driven by the Higgs Conservative government, we're getting this whether we want it or not. There's no changing here. It's like saying you're getting the cake. Do you want a cherry on it or do you want a lemon on it? Which one do you want, right? You're still getting the cake though, Erica, right? I mean, there's no changing that dynamic there. When you're thinking about it in here, if we oppose it, say we're not going to participate in this or something else like that, we'll have it imposed on us. And if the Conservative government gets reelected here, then I would say that we should be bracing for some retribution from the provincial dynamic in here. Maybe less grants for us for infrastructure or whatever or anything else like that, or maybe other things that may happen.
Levesque says there's precedent for this reaction based on what's happened with rural hospitals in Sackville and Perth Andover, where proposed cuts that were reneged after strong public protest in 2020 have happened anyway, just slowly over time.
So we're getting that change no matter what in here. So that's retribution right there. So I think if we oppose it, we're going to get the same thing, but only if the Higgs Conservative government gets reelected again in the next provincial election. Whether they will or not, that's up for debate. I mean, maybe by that time they will have ticked off enough people that they'll be voted out. I mean, everybody that's against the amalgamation, everybody that's does not like him for the or this government for the healthcare proposed changes and things like that, and other things that have occurred. So maybe they won't win another election. I don't know, but it is a gamble.
Levesque also points out that the municipality can play the long game and that there could be opportunities to make changes to the system imposed by the Higgs government once a new provincial government is eventually elected. In that case, he says, the town should be participating while also registering their opposition and building their case for an alternative.
I don't know if either of them is the best choice overall, what's going forward. I don't have that insider information, so I can't really comment on A. I do know this government will pay you back if you really push hard against them. There's no question there. We've seen that across the province with it. So, what's the best course of action? Tough call in here. I mean, you're really gambling here. I wish our decision makers well in this process.
That was political scientist and Mount Allison Politics Department head, Mario Levesque. Jeff Martin sees potential for opposition to the provincial amalgamation plan, but he is concerned that an outright boycott by council could be a mistake.
We don't want to be in a situation, to be honest with you, where the municipality of the town of Sackville totally opts out and says, we're not participating in this, and then you have a maybe a not terribly well-defined protest effort that maybe not much comes of it. And then we end up with a system in which the interests of Sackville and the 6,000 people who live here maybe have been underrepresented.
Martin recommends what he calls an inside-outside approach.
I think it makes sense for people to create a kind of social movement which is perhaps supported by but not explicitly connected to the Sackville Council or the Dorchester Council, but a kind of like a entity 40-wide organization to actually protest and oppose what the provincial government is doing. But at the same time, I actually think that, and that's the outside aspect of this. The outside aspect is kind of a protest and a dissenting movement that's not necessarily explicitly coming from the municipalities. But it would unite people all over in one organization that says, we don't want this, we want something different.
The inside part of the approach is the elected representatives who are participating in the amalgamation process with the province. Spurred on by the outside protest, they lobby for changes to improve the outcome for the region.
My guess is that the provincial government will want this to be a peaceful outcome. In the sense, not peaceful in the sense of, I'm not talking about violence versus nonviolence, but they will want they will want consensus. And my guess is that in implementation, they will be willing to make changes to try to achieve a consensus. And I think that they're not going to know what people they're not going to know what that's going to take unless everyone's at the table. So I think doing both is actually the thing to do, and make the protest against this more grassroots rather than just a elected council.
That's political scientist and Mount Allison professor Jeffrey Martin. Martin has also had firsthand experience in municipal government, having served on Sackville Town Council for 6 years from 1998 to 2004. Sackville Town Council will consider two opposition motions to amalgamation at their meeting tonight at 7 p.m. at Town Hall and online. Links are available at chmafm.com. That's it for CHMA's Tantramar Report for this Valentine's Day, Monday, February 14th. As always, we hope you'll get in touch with your comments, questions, or secret Valentine's messages at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.